It's what kind of day?
Balmy.
Well, maybe a little cooler than that.
Chilly.
Okay, good. And if there has been, if it's been cold during the night and there's something white on the ground and it's enough to kill the tomatoes and the
frost.
Mm-hmm. And if it was very cold, the lake might, you would say the lake did what?
Froze.
And if
I
you
never
get,
say that because this lake will never freeze.
No, I don't suppose it would. If it gets much colder, the pond might, same word.
Freeze.
And it has?
Frozen.
Okay.
Or ice over.
Mm-hmm. And then this is some terms having to do with the house and furnishings of the house. Some of these things you may have mentioned the other day. I don't recall our talking about the heating of your house, but did you have a fireplace?
Yes, we had coal fireplaces, mm-hmm. and we had gas heaters, face mm-hmm. heaters.
Mm-hmm. But not wood burning?
No. You won't find in old houses in New Orleans any wood burning fireplaces. I can't say any. I would guess 99% of the fireplaces, operating fireplaces, true fireplaces, not gas briquettes or something like that, or logs, but a genuine fireplace would be coal in the city of New Orleans. Now you might have a wooden fireplace in an old house, but almost all wooden fireplaces would be in new houses or relatively new houses. Very rare.
Mm-hmm. You would say the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
What do you call the part in the front of the fireplace?
Part.
And the things that you would lay the wood across in the fireplace, if you had wood.
Hand irons.
Do you know any other term for that? Such as fire dogs or dog irons?
No. We might refer to it as a fire basket
mm-hmm.
for holding coal,
mm-hmm.
or a coal basket.
Mm-hmm. Is there another term for what you'd carry the coal in?
Scuttle.
Okay.
Bucket, coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. And then above the fireplace, there would be a shelf that you'd set things on?
Mantle.
Do you ever say mantelpiece?
Mantelpiece.
Which is more common?
I think they're both used.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't
Mr.
know.
Reinecke said he says mantelpiece, and he was very
mantelpiece
definite.
Would probably, yes, it probably would be more common.
And what would you call, if you know, the big round piece of wood in the back of a fire that might burn all night?
I think that'd be called a backlog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would, in fact. And what about the kinds of small wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And then the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
And then the stuff that is left after the wood burns down.
Ashes.
What color would they be?
Gray.
Could they be lighter?
They could be almost white.
Okay, good. And the thing I'm sitting in is a
chair.
What do you call a piece of furniture that's longer than a chair for several people?
Couch, chaise lounge.
Mm-hmm. Now again, Mr. said sofa. Do you use that term?
Sofa.
Is it the same?
Same.
Do you have any other terms for it?
Couch, chaise lounge, sofa, love seat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a davenette?
No.
Okay.
I've heard that term, but it would not be a term that I would ever use, or that it would strike my ear the moment I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of.
In a bedroom, a piece of furniture with drawers in it for putting clothes.
Chest of drawers.
Suppose it has it's lower and has a mirror. What would it be?
Probably dressing table or a bureau.
All right. What about something much bigger than that, that would have perhaps drawers on one side and then a hanging space for clothes on the other side?
An armoire.
Mm-hmm.
Of late I've heard it called armoire, which is probably more accurate, but growing up I always called it an armoire.
Mm-hmm. What would the things be at the window that pull down on a roller?
Shades.